It's a busy night here, isn't it? I think I heard you mention your name is Doug. Nice to meet you. The drinks here are really good, but really expensive. To be honest, I really just come because the bartender is so hot. I mean, just look at her. And those tits. That ass. I think you've noticed it too. I mean, it may seem a little odd, but I've been watching you for a while tonight. I've seen you around here before too. You come in, you sit alone at the bar, you nurse one drink all night, and you just stare at the women, the bartender, the waitresses, practically any woman who walks by. I see you noticing them. I see you looking at them, watching them bend over, your eyes glancing up their legs. It's been kind of fun watching you. You really have your eye on that bartender, though, don't you? You've been watching her for about an hour now. You know what? Don't even say anything. Just listen. I don't even want you to talk. I just want you to know that I see you. I see you looking at her. Go ahead. Take a long, hard look. She is gorgeous, isn't she? Those long, slender legs. They look so smooth, don't they? Just nod. Perfect. I love that she's wearing a short skirt tonight, don't you? That's what I thought. Those thighs, so creamy and white. Oh, all the way up to that ass. Round, plump, juicy. And she has that tiny waist. I see you staring at that little halter top she's wearing. She is showing quite a bit of cleavage tonight. Must help with the tips, right? So full. She's definitely not wearing a bra. Go ahead, take a look. You can see how hard her nipples are through her shirt. Don't they look so juicy? I bet you want to touch them. Wouldn't you just love to just stick your face between them, grope them? Maybe even have a taste. There you go. Oh, and of course, that smooth ceramic skin. Kissable lips, too. I like them natural, too. I see you staring at them, licking your lips, wishing you could kiss her. It's not just her, though, is it? I see you looking at practically every woman in here. How about that blonde over there? She's pretty petite. Smaller chest, a little waist. But she looks like she has big, juicy, dick-sucking lips. Oh. I can see you've noticed. I have noticed that bulge at the front of your pants, after all. You stare at these beautiful women. Those big round butts. Bouncing breasts. It's hard not to notice. It's hard not to get aroused, isn't it? I can see your erection growing under your pants. Wouldn't it be so much fun if I just went up to that girl, or any of them really, and told them how hard they're making you? Oh, don't respond. Just listen. Maybe I should. Wouldn't you just love it if I walked up to that blonde over there, told her how horny she's making you, that you have a nice erect cock under those pants from looking at her beautiful body? What about the bartender? Maybe I should tell her that you've been sitting here for an hour, staring at those long legs, watching her bend over to get the bottles on the bottom shelf, looking at her juicy ass and wishing her skirt would just ride up enough to see her panties. Now that would be fun. I bet it would make you even harder if I told your dirty little secrets. But you know, I've noticed that it's not the blonde, it's not the bartender, it's not any of the women in here that you've been looking at the most. No, I've noticed you've been looking at me. It doesn't bother me. I like the attention. But you know, it's not fun just knowing you're staring at me. It's not fun just sitting by and letting you watch me, undressing me with your eyes. It's not even the most fun just knowing that you want me. It's more fun to talk to you about it, to let you know that I've noticed you staring at me. And the most fun is teasing you about it. Let's see. What have you been staring at the most? What attracts you most to my body? Is it my thick thighs. Maybe it's my firm backside. Or, this seems most likely since you haven't taken your eyes off them for about 5 minutes now, but maybe it's my big, bouncing breasts. You like these tits? Are they big enough for you? Am I showing enough cleavage in this little top? That's what I thought. I love watching you nod along. I wanted you to know, I don't find you unattractive. But just so you know, anything that happens is gonna be under my control. I'm in charge here. And don't worry. I know you're looking around at the rest of these girls. That red-headed waitress over there is pretty hot. Oh. Maybe I should tell her that you're looking. I could tell her that you've been looking down her top as she bends over to put your drink down on the table, but that you're not allowed to talk to her. Maybe I'll tell her that if she bends over a couple extra times, that you'll give her a nice big tip. You think she'll like it? Or do you think she'll think you're a perv? How about those women over there? They're all gorgeous in their own way. Blonde hair, black hair, brown hair, big asses, petite asses, massive chests, or even little perky ones. You know, if you really find all these women so hot, maybe you should thank them for letting you stare. Why don't we have a round of drinks sent to each of these gorgeous ladies in here? On you, of course. Oh, you are a naughty boy, aren't you? Oh, I can see you getting even harder. I bet I could get all kinds of things out of you right now, couldn't I? I bet you would do anything I ask, as long as I keep you nice and hard. It's okay, don't flinch away. It's just my hand on your knee. Nothing to be scared of. Don't worry. I may be in control, but I'll take good care of you. In fact, I bet I could take care of you in a lot of ways that you'd really enjoy. I mean, you can come to this bar every night if you want to and stare at all the big asses and low-cut tops. But I think you'd enjoy a little more active fun. Oh, what if I brought you back to my place? You know, my bedposts already have ropes attached. Don't be afraid, Doug. I'm not gonna hurt you. But I do want to hold you down. Have my fun with you. Oh, hell. Maybe it won't be just me. You think that bartender wants to come and join? Or that table full of women? I bet it would be much more fun if I had an entire group of sexy ladies all holding you down while I do whatever I want. Oh. Maybe I'll get all kinds of fun little secrets out of you. Oh, just imagine it. All those beautiful women holding you down, leaning over you, their half-naked bodies just teasing the confession out of you. Oh, don't be afraid, Doug. I'm just gonna slide my hand up your thigh. If any of these women looked over, they could see me fondling you. They could probably even see that hard bulge practically bursting out of your pants. You know, getting erect in the middle of a bar while staring at all the pretty ladies. It's very naughty of you. Do you know what I do to naughty boys, Duck? I think a little punishment for being so naughty is in order. Another good reason to bring you back to my place for a nice hard spanking. Being hard is very naughty, but if you weren't hard, I'd consider it an insult. Then you get a real spanking. I can see you twitching. You like it when I touch you, don't you? All this time sitting here just admiring all the beautiful feminine bodies. You don't get touched by a woman very often, do you, Doug? Not like this, at least. My fingertips just gliding up your thighs, grazing your bulge. I can see you twitching and throbbing under there. So naughty. Oh, you like that? When I crawl my fingers up your chest? Caressing your cheek. Oh, running my fingertips over those lips and leaning in nice and close until my chest is pressed up against yours and my lips are at your ear whispering, "You're a naughty boy, Doug." Now that is fun. How about a little squeeze to those thighs? Oh, I wouldn't mind squeezing some other parts of you. Look, Doug, they all see us. You see those girls over there? And that one waitress? They notice that I'm groping you. I think they like it. They can't take their eyes off of us. You never know. Maybe they'll come over and give you a little tease, too. You know, we could invite them back to my place. We could all have so much fun. Maybe we could even get some of my friends involved. I have plenty of gorgeous women that would love to get on top of you and hold you down and just coax those filthy little secrets out of you. You know, all this teasing and all this naughty talk, it's getting me a little turned on. I bet there's a lot of fun things I could do to make you confess those naughty desires that you have. I bet you've had so many fantasies about all these women right here in this bar. I bet you have entire scenarios played out in your head. Oh, and I bet with the right amount of encouragement, I could get you to tell me every single one. I can think of some fun little activities we can do. Not just at home, either. Maybe we should go to a strip club. You can watch all those girls strip. Shake their booties in your face. Slowly peel off those little outfits until you can see those tits. Maybe even get you a lap dance and just watch you squirm, getting harder and harder and more aroused. I'll make sure you never go soft. And then I can just watch you spill all those secrets to me. You know, what would be really fun is to take you to my place for the whole weekend. Oh, no, not just a night. That's a little conservative. What if I strapped you to my bed and kept you there for several days? Just nod if you like the sound of that, Doug. That's what I thought. You know, with that much time, I could bring in wave after wave of women, singles, groups. We could all have so much fun with you, stripping you naked, tying you down. Maybe we'll even play a little game with you, using you as our toy. Oh, wouldn't that be so much fun? All the women we could get to come over. Practically dozens. Oh, I could climb on top of you. Rub these big, round, juicy tits in your face. Just wishing that you could reach up and touch them and grab them and fondle them, but you can't. And I can really punish you for being a naughty little hard boy. Oh, yes. I'll make sure to bend you over and give you nice hard spankings. All tied down, face down to the bed, while we all paddle that ass, spanking you long and hard until you're red. I'm really getting aroused now. But what I really want to hear is hearing you beg for more. Oh, that's what I want. I want to spank you and paddle you until you're screaming for more. More of me, more women, more everything. And when you're done, when you're exhausted, and when it seems like you can't take any more spanking, oh, you know what I'm gonna do then? Oh, yes, I'm gonna heat up some nice, thick oil. I'm gonna drip it over your body. Nice and warm, just dribbled all over you, all over those balls, all over that hard cock. Oh, and we're gonna tease you for hours and hours until you can't take it anymore. And then when you've spent days right on the edge, watching all of us naked, bouncing, rubbing, touching, kissing, when you're right on the precipice, your balls full, your cock granite hard, all the teasing, all the spanking, oh, that's when we're gonna finish you, all of us together. We're gonna stimulate that cock, massage your balls with that warm oil, press our tits against your face so that you're sucking on our nipples, practically suffocating in our cleavage. Oh, that's when we're gonna bring you right to the edge. Right to the edge. And that's when we're gonna make you come all over our tits, all over yourself. You're gonna blow that load so fucking hard, you won't be able to walk the next day. Oh, that's right. You know you want it. Hearing us moan, watching us all rub, press together, touching ourselves, all using our hands, tits, mouths. We're gonna make you explode an orgasm like you have never felt in your life. That's right, Doug. We're gonna make you come. Nod if that's what you want. That's a good boy. I think I'll send a few drinks on your tab, of course, to that group of women over there, along with both of our phone numbers and an invitation to come to my place tonight, where all the fun will really begin. I'll tell the waitress and the bartender all about your naughty fantasies and about our naughty little plans for the weekend. They will definitely join. And then it'll all come true. So, Doug, you came to this bar admiring all the pretty ladies. And your fantasies are finally going to come to life. Oh, now isn't this just perfect? Nod for me, Doug. Good boy.